This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks, here with another special edition here, catching up as we are getting down to the nitty-gritty in the college baseball season as well. And I'm scrolling on my timeline yesterday, trying to get some content for the pod, and shout out my guy Glenn Marini from Wayne TV here in Fort Wayne, Indiana for the tweet, and sharing this picture for the Purdue Boilermakers, which I'm boiler up all day, so already shout out for that. But this pitcher that's been doing pretty well for the Purdue Boilermakers just so happens to be right here from the 2-6. So Homestead High School product, former Coach Bile player, played for Coach Bile here at Homestead. And now he's doing big things for Purdue. We got pitcher Graham Collin joining us here. What's going on, man? Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been a blessing.
Yeah, so, I mean, tell me about how you've been, you know, pitching for the Purdue lately. What's been going on? What's been catching our eye here back in the Summit City?
Yeah, so I primarily was a starter throughout my college career at Huntington, but coming to Purdue this year, I had an extra year of eligibility, so I wanted to use it. So kind of broadcast my stuff out this past summer, and Purdue was one of the teams that called me, and close to home, you know, family could come watch me, so wanted to come here, and they had me out of the bullpen, kind of long relief type pitcher, kind of generally after one of the starters, their day's done, I'll come in, help put some zeros up on the board, and then put our closer and win a game. It's usually how it goes.
So how's that transition been for you? I mean, I imagine, you know, obviously on the outside looking in, it's easy to say it's probably easier, right? You have less, you know, you're pitching less, you know, going from a starter to a reliever. But how's that transition been for you? Has it been good, easy? How's it been?
You know, luckily it hasn't been too bad for me just because I've been playing summer ball for the past 3 years as well. And during summer ball, I would be a reliever. So I played for the Kalamazoo Growlers in the Northwoods League for 2 years. And they used me as a reliever there. So it wasn't too much of a difference for me. I've seen it before, but it's definitely a different look. If you've never been there before, it'd definitely be hard to transition to it.
Yeah, so did you commit to Huntington right out of Homestead?
Yeah, I committed my junior or early senior year, yeah.
Okay, so just explain to me briefly how did you go from Huntington to Purdue? How'd that process play out?
Well, yeah, I didn't have a ton of offers coming out of high school. It was kind of a lot of those NAIs. I had maybe one D3 school. Huntington was a place that I knew, again, was close to home. I like to stay close to home. And then also Thad Frame, Mike Frame, those guys were the head guys there. They really kind of were able to lead me in the right direction and kind of build a relationship with them along the course of their recruiting me. But I did plan originally to leave after 2 years, kind of treat like a JUCO, but I mean, something special about that place, my relationship grew with those guys. It was kind of hard to leave. I didn't really want to leave, but, after my 4 years there were over, I didn't have any more eligibility at the NAI level. And so was able to talk with them, and they helped me out and build a little, because there's no transfer portal from the NAI. So I was able to kind of send a tweet out with my highlights. I was an All-American my sophomore year, pitcher of the year, Crossroads League pitcher of the year. I was two times on a first team all-conference list. And so just kind of broadcasted those stats out, and a couple teams came calling, so I answered the phone.
And the Purdue Boilermakers were the ones that got you. I mean, the big 6'3" frame on the mound. So describe your style on the mound. What kind of pitcher are you? What pitches do you throw? Describe what people can see on the Purdue Boilermakers with Graham.
Yeah, so I've always been an intimidation type pitcher, you know. A little bit bigger, a little bit taller than some guys. So I try to come out to you with the fastball. I like bringing the heat. That's my main pitch. But yeah, intimidation is a huge thing, being able to stare at the batter and then also using a changeup. I think I have a pretty good changeup that kind of throws them off. And then this year it's been mostly curveball, but in the past I've used a slider a lot as well.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So what are you studying right now at Purdue? What are you going to graduate with at Purdue?
So I got a one-year certificate since I'm only going to be here for 1 year, and that was in leadership and communications. And then after this year, I've actually been studying for pilot school. I'm going to go to flight school this summer.
Nice, man. That's awesome. Got a bright future ahead. But before that, you still got tell me what you guys got the rest of the way. I think you guys got a game today, which I'm surprised that you're like, yeah, I could come on this morning. So what does the Purdue Boilermakers have coming up?
Yeah, so we've got the Iowa Hawks today. They played Michigan State last night. Michigan State was a 12 seed who upset us the first game. Their pitcher did a good job, but we've been ready to respond. This is a revenge game for us because this was the last series we played against Iowa. They swept us at their place. So this is a revenge game for sure. Looking to do damage against them and then on to the next.
So is this the conference tournament right now?
Yes, this is in Omaha, the conference tournament, yeah.
So overall, and I've been trying to follow you guys because I think the Purdue baseball account does follow us on X. How's the season gone for you guys? I've been seeing some dubs recently. How's everything been going with you guys?
We've actually had a really good season, I think. We've swept five teams. We've won a lot of conference matchups, I should say. I think our record was 35-18 coming into the tournament. So we've had a pretty good season, a lot of wins. Not many disappointments, but there were a couple. But overall, I think we've got a solid squad. We can make a deep run if we get something going.
Yeah, that's awesome. College World Series, Omaha, before you know it. I'm looking forward to seeing it all. So just finally, to put everything into contrast, do you still follow Homestead baseball at all and look back to see how they're doing? The team this year is really solid. And I know Coach Bile, he keeps close contact with the guys from his program.
Yeah, I've been trying to keep up. I actually been talking with Harkness a little bit, texting with him a couple times. I've heard they've had a great season. I've heard they've got a couple of strong guys on the team or got bright futures ahead of them. So it's been exciting to see the program grow like that stuff.
Absolutely, man. Keep up what you're doing. You're doing great things with Purdue Boilermakers. You've done great things in Fort Wayne. And looking forward to seeing you guys, like I said, Omaha. I'm ready to, spread that, all over social media, see you guys playing and see your name being called representing the 260. Very excited for you. And thank you so much for taking a few minutes today. You got a game in like 4 hours. So yes, thank you. Thank you for coming on.
No worries. Yeah. Appreciate it.